Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. The Apostle Paul has just told King Agrippa about his Damascus Road conversion story of how he went from being a persecutor of those following Jesus to becoming a follower of Jesus himself. And then he says this, Acts chapter 26, verses 19 through 20. Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus, and then in Jerusalem, and then throughout all the region of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds in keeping with repentance. Did you notice that last phrase, performing deeds in keeping with repentance? What was Paul expecting people who had accepted his message of Jesus as the Messiah, Savior, and Lord? He was expecting there to be a noticeable difference in their lives. He expected them to make tough choices about previous priorities. He expected them to live in such a way that displayed for all to see that Jesus was truly their King. John the Baptist preached the same way. Early in the Gospel of Matthew, his message was, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. It seems as if we live in a day and time where profession of faith is all that matters and proof of faith is optional. But I recall Jesus saying to a group of religious know-it-alls, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. In other words, you're really good at making professions, but the content of your heart and the desires of your heart are not even close to resembling mine. John the Baptist, Jesus, and Paul are all on the same page here. And the question becomes, are we on the same page with them? Do you make conscious and intentional efforts and decisions that showcase Jesus as the King in your life? Are you making intentional efforts to turn away from sin and to go a different direction, the way of holiness and righteousness in the power of the Spirit? We are praying day by day that you do. And as you pray today, please remember Filomeno Kakilala and his family are missionaries in the Philippines. Also, remember the Song Hey LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso, Guinea, Mali, and Mauritania.